You're turning your Bible with me to Luke chapter 1. I thank you for watching today, and I appreciate it very much, and I appreciate hearing from you. If you have any comment that you want to make on pertaining to the broadcast, why, I'd appreciate hearing from you. We're going to change things a little bit today. We've been talking about the judgments and trying to identify the different dispensations between the judgments. You that have been watching the program, you know that that's been true. And so today I want to change because of, as they say, the season that is coming up now. And I want to talk to you about this Christmas thing, and mainly pertaining to the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. When was Jesus Christ born? Was he born December the 25th, or was it another time? And so I believe that if we look into the Bible and compare Scripture with Scripture, we'll be able to find out when he was born. So that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to start in Luke chapter 1. Would you read with me in Luke 1, verse 5? There was in the days of Herod the king of Judea a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abijah, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. And they had no child, because that Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well stricken in years. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God, in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense, and there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. Now, the way that we're going to try to identify the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, the birth date of the Lord Jesus Christ, is by identifying the birth of John, and recognize the fact that John was 6 months older than Jesus Christ. Now, notice down in verse 23. And it came to pass that as soon as the days of his, that's Zacharias, his ministration were accomplished, he departed to his own house. Verse 24. And after those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived and hid herself 5 months, saying, Thus hath the Lord dealt with me in the days wherein he looked on me to take away my reproach among men. Now, verse 26 is very important. Now, notice. And in the sixth month, not the 6 month of the year, but the 6 month of Elizabeth's pregnancy. Notice again, verse 24. After those days, the days of his ministration in the temple, after those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived and hid herself 5 months. Go to verse 26. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women, and on and on and on. And so the angel tells her there that she's going to conceive and she's going to bear a child, and who this child is to be. And it turns out it's going to be the Lord Jesus Christ. So I know then that Jesus Christ would have been conceived in the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy. So what we want to do is, if it's possible to do it, we want to identify as near as we can the time of her conception, of Elizabeth's conception. Now, go back to Luke 1, verse 5. Luke 1, 5. There was in the days of Herod the king of Judea a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abijah. observe that his course, his time in the temple, is during the course of Abia. Now let's see if we can identify that. Turn back to 1 Chronicles chapter 24. 1 Chronicles chapter 24. Now in 1 Chronicles chapter 24, the priest service in the temple is being divided. In other words, the priest, the 10 northern tribes, as compared to the 2 southern tribes, the priests are being divided between them so that nobody gets the authority over the other and so forth, evening the thing up so that, let's just say that one from the north would serve for a period of time and then one from the south, one from the north, one and on, so it would be evenly divided between them. But we're interested in the one wherein was Abia. So let's notice in verse 7, after they were divided now, here are the lots. Verse 7. Now the first lot came forth to Jehoreb, the second to Jediah, the third to Harim, the fourth to Seorim, the fifth to Melchiah, the sixth to Mijaim. And notice the verse 10. The seventh to Hakaz, and the eighth to Abia. So what I learned by this then? I learned that Zechariah would have been in the temple during the course of Abia. It would be the eighth course. So now let's find out when the courses began and how long they are. Turn in your Bible, please, to Exodus, and look in Exodus chapter 12. Exodus chapter 12. The children of Israel are going out from bondage, crossing the Red Sea and so forth. Now in Exodus 12, verse 1, the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the tenth day of this month they shall take to them every man a lamb, and on and on and on, and they're to kill it on the 14th day of the month. What month is it? Look in chapter 13, verse 3. And Moses said unto the people, remember this day in which you came out from Egypt, out of the house of bondage, for by strength of hand the Lord brought you out from this place. There shall no leavened bread be eaten. Now, verse 4. This day came you out in the month Abib. Notice in Deuteronomy chapter 16. In Deuteronomy 16, verse 1. Observe the month Abib, and keep the Passover unto the Lord thy God, for in the month of Abib the Lord thy God brought thee forth out of Egypt by night, and on and on and on. So I know then the beginning of the service would have been in the month Abib, and I can identify that as on the 14th day. In other words, they would have shut up a lamb. They would have, on the 10th day of the month, keep him shut up 4 days and observe him so that they sacrificed him on the 14th day of the first month at evening. So the 14th day then would have begun the feast days of the Lord. Turn to Leviticus chapter 23. Leviticus chapter 23. In Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1, the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, concerning the feast of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, even these are my feast. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest. Come to verse 4. These are the feasts of the Lord. Verse 15. In the 14th day of the first month at even is the Lord's Passover, and on and on and on. Well, I know then that the first month is a month Abib. I know that they started the feast days on the 14th day of the month. And so I know then that the service of the courses would have begun at that time. You'll notice that I got on the board up here. I'll say that this is month Abib, and I'm putting it as equaling unto the 14th would have been probably about our April, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, along in there somewhere. I've got it up here, April the 5th. Now, the length of these courses, we want to observe how long they were. Turn, please, to 2 Chronicles chapter 8. 2 Chronicles chapter 8. In 2 Chronicles chapter 8, notice in verse 14, and he appointed according to the order. Now, the courses have been set in order. The order of David his father, the courses of the priest of their service, the Levites to their charge, and on and on and on. Now, go back with me, please, to 1 Chronicles chapter 23. 1 Chronicles 23. I know the courses then. I know that David set them. I know the courses begin in the month Abib. I know it's in the 14th day of the month. I know that that would probably match our April about, in other words, somewhere in the 1st of April there. Notice in 2 Chronicles chapter 23. 2 Chronicles chapter 23, verse 8. 2 Chronicles 23, verse 8. So the Levites and all Judah did according to all things that Joiada the priest had commanded, and took every man his men that were to, now notice, that were to come in on the Sabbath with them that were to go out on the Sabbath. In other words, the course then would have gone from Sabbath to Sabbath. There are other references in the Bible, but I don't think there's any point in belaboring the issue. 1 Chronicles chapter 9, 1 Chronicles chapter 9, verse 25. 1 Chronicles 9, 25, and their brethren which were in their village were to come after 7 days from time to time with them, and on and on and on. So I know then that the courses were 7 days long. I know that the priest would go into the temple on the Sabbath day, and then he would come out on the Sabbath day. Another one would come in, and he'd come out on the, and on and on and on. So I know then that Zechariah the priest, the father of John, was told, in other words, during his time in the temple, he was told by the angel that Elizabeth is going to bear a son. Well, when was he in the temple? He was in during the course of Abiah. When is the course of Abiah? It is the 8th course. We saw in 1 Chronicles chapter 24. Now let's notice up here. Saying then, okay, the month Abib, the 14th day of the month would be the beginning. They would be in the temple for a week there. The priest would serve for 1 week. Matching our April, the month of April. All right, if I count then, let's just say that it began on the 5th day of the month, and that would be, one course would be to the 7 days, be to the 12th, then to the 19th. So if I do them like this, I say, okay, there is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Now let's do it again. The courses would have begun, if that be true, April the 5th or thereabout. It would last for 7 days. Zacharias was in the course of Abiah. It was the 8th course. Where's the 8th course? Do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The 8th course would be right here. It would be from the 24th of May until the 31st of May. Now, go back, please, to the book of Luke. And notice in the book of Luke, chapter 1. Now, Zechariah is in the temple. The angel of the Lord appears unto him. The angel of the Lord tells him that his wife Elizabeth is going to bear a child, and that they're to call that child John. But Zechariah's got a problem with that at that moment, and he doesn't. In other words, he's saying, in effect, show me something. Make me know that this is going to come to pass. And so God Almighty just struck him dumb, so to speak, and he couldn't talk. And so the people are waiting for him to come outside, and when he comes out, he can't speak unto them. And the sign was that, in other words, the point being that when he gets back his speech, that child will be born. Now, in Luke chapter 1, verse 23, and it came to pass that as soon as the days of his ministration were accomplished, the days of his ministration would have been accomplished the last of May. His course would have been from about May the 24th to May the 31st, or thereabouts. So he would have left the temple then, the last of May, going to his home the first part of June. Go back in the verse again now. Verse 23, it came to pass that as soon as the days of his ministration were accomplished, he departed to his own house. Verse 24, and after those days, in other words, after the days that his ministry was accomplished and going to his house, after those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived and hid herself 5 months, so forth and so on. So then I know that Elizabeth would have conceived sometime the first part of June. John the Baptist would have been conceived at some point during the month of June, probably sometime at the beginning of June. Notice again now, verse 23. It came to pass that as soon as the days of his ministration were accomplished, he departed to his own house. His days of ministry was accomplished during the last week of May. As soon as it was over, he departed to his own house. All right, he goes to his own house. I have no idea how far away from his work his house was, but as soon as it was over, he went home. He'd been in the temple for 7 days. He goes home. While he's in the temple, the Lord tells him his wife Elizabeth is going to conceive and bear a son. He goes home, and soon thereafter, his wife Elizabeth conceives. So I'd suggest then that it would probably be sometime during the early part of the month of June. Now, if I consider 9 months from the time of conception for the birth of a child, then I look over here and let's say, all right, let's just say she conceived John in the month of June. Then July, August, September, October, November, December, January, February, March, that would put John the Baptist, probably born, sometime February to March. Notice, from June, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So John the Baptist probably was born sometime February to March, 9 months after his conception. He was conceived shortly after the course of Abia. The course of Abia would have been the last part of May. John would have been conceived in early June and probably born sometime February to March. Now, with that in mind, notice that John is 6 months older than Jesus Christ. Now, back in the passage, in Luke chapter 1, verse 26, and in the sixth month, that is, the sixth month of her pregnancy, notice in verse 36, the angel has come in unto Mary and talked to Mary, and notice what he said. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her. Then we can't miss that if we believe the Bible. So let's go over it again. And I'm going over and over this so you will see it and understand something about the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ time-wise. all this Christmas business appears to be some form of a Roman holiday that somebody came up with. But nevertheless, let's try it again. Back in Luke chapter 1, verse 23. And it came to pass that as soon as the days of his ministration was accomplished, he departed to his own house. And after those days, his ministry in the temple, his wife Elizabeth conceived, hid herself 5 months. The 5 months is identified for you. Now, verse 26. And in the sixth month from conception, 6 month of her pregnancy, Mary conceives. Look at it again, verse 26. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth. Why do I know that the 6 month has to do with from the time of the conception of John? Come down to verse 36. Behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the 6 month with her, who was called barren. Now go back to verse 27. The angel came to Nazareth to a virgin, a spouse to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God, and behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. And he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered, and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born unto thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. This is the sixth month with her. Well, then I know that the Lord Jesus Christ is the virgin-born Son of Almighty God. He was born of the Virgin Mary, and I know that Mary conceived the Lord Jesus Christ in the sixth month after the conception of John the Baptist. So, I put him back on the board. That would mean that John the Baptist would have been conceived sometime, probably, in June. 9 months later would be July, August, September, October, November, December, January, February, March. Well, then I know that Jesus Christ would have been born sometime February to March after the John the Baptist, rather, would have been born sometime after that conception. But if Jesus Christ is 6 months younger than him, then let's count from his birth and see. We'll go to March, we'll go April, that'd be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Start again. From March would be April, May, June, July, August, September. So then Jesus Christ's birth would have been sometime during September. And it is said and believed that the Feast of Tabernacles at that point would have been during September. I would suggest then that Jesus Christ's birth date would be September 29, probably 4 BC, according to our calendar. September, not December. Notice something about his birth. For instance, that would bear this out, that it isn't in December. The shepherds wouldn't be in the fields in the dead of winter, but they are during the time of Christ's birth. The shepherds are in the field. They wouldn't be in the field after the end gathering. When the end gathering came, the sheep would be gathered in. And yet, when Jesus is born, they're still in the fields. That wouldn't be true in December. Roman authorities wouldn't set a tax upon the people if they weren't able to pay it. I mean, why try to gather tax money when there ain't nobody got any? When would they have money? After the end gathering. After the harvest. After the time of the harvest. When would that be? That'd be sometime during the fall, not December. But that isn't all. Why cause people to try to go to a particular city to pay their taxes if it would be extremely difficult for them to get there? Which it would be in the dead of winter. But suppose that all the people were going to go to Jerusalem at a given time anyway, which they did during the Feast of Tabernacles. They would go from other countries. They would come from other countries into Jerusalem to observe the feast time. So they would be going there anyway. Wouldn't that be an appropriate time to tax the people? Well, of course it would. So I'm saying then that they would have been ordered to pay their taxes at a time they'd have the money. They'd have that at the end gathering. The proof they would have it would be the point that they would be going to observe the Feast of Tabernacles in Jerusalem. And so I establish, as far as I'm concerned, the Bible is clear that the birth date of the Lord Jesus Christ would be sometime in September, probably 4 B.C., according to our calendar. Our calendar's wrong. Well then, if the religious leaders of this world have his birth wrong, why would I want to trust them telling me about how to get saved by him? So how can I be saved? Not by his birth, but by his death. Why was he born? Well, he was born to die. He came into this world to give his life a ransom for many. He came in this world and gave his ransom by dying on the cross and ransomed you at Calvary so that you can be saved right now by trusting him as your Lord and Savior. Will you trust him, believing that he died for your sins? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Until next time, good day.